to do the physical labor. And Quetzalcoatl literally said, if you don't stop, we're going to have to break off the contacts because you're going to destroy yourself. So he must have just been... But I think we all get to the point of almost self-destruction sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep.
So, anyway, let me continue here. Page 148.
I think it's the majority of...
Yeah, you want to start there?
Sure. The majority of all human matters have their roots solely in the might of the thoughts. That means that sick, bad, negative, and destructive thoughts express themselves in the same kind of unvalues which relate to the feelings and psyche, as well as to the body's state of health and to the state of one's morality, character, and personality, in which the state of one's consciousness is also anchored. But all external, material circumstances of life are also thereby influenced. If, for example, the thoughts of anxiety or fear arise, then they're able to kill just as quickly as a shot from a firearm if a corresponding action is undertaken. But also under other circumstances, anxiety and fear continually kill thousands of human beings, just as certainly as does a deadly weapon, only just not as quickly. And that's the case when human beings live in a state of anxiety, fear, and terror, which they are not able to overcome and not able to neutralize. Solely anxiety or fear about something can have the effect that it makes this real. Consequently, a human being who, for example, lives constantly in a state of anxiety about illness, sooner or later actually becomes ill.
Yeah. Wow. Go ahead.
The might of the thoughts weaken one's physical health and the resistance of one's immune system. Consequently, an illness, which is anxiously fought in one's thoughts, suddenly appears. Negative, weak, sick, destructive, and wrong thoughts are able to create many kinds of terrible things. And indeed, in every regard, in and on the human being himself or herself, as well as in his or her external environment, with work and commerce and politics and nature and with interpersonal relationships and so on and so forth.
You know what's interesting here? It says, that means that sick, bad, negative, and destructive thoughts express themselves in the same kind of unvalues.
Mm-hmm.
Remember him talking about unvalues? The unvalues of a psychopath?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, where that was when we talked about tangled ideas. And right. Boredom, I remember boredom was one of the unvalues of the psychopath. And I think like pathological anger and things like that also were. But I can remember having boredom as a kid more than now. But that was actually, I could have eventually gone into a kind of a psychopath kind of, you know, life just from boredom.
Mm-hmm.
So there's these unvalues. There's values, true values. And unvalues, I think, are things that we value that are really bad or unhealthy, from what I remember.
I don't want to oversimplify it, but I think of it like this. In a material universe that we live in, everything that you look, if I look in the room that I'm in right now and I see chairs and desks and books and everything started with a thought.
Yeah.
So if I want to bring anything into existence, I have to think about it. It has to be a thought, right? And if it didn't have the ability to bring something to existence, right, the might of that thought, nothing would come into existence. So just by a law, just by a certainty that every time you think about something with intensity, it has to bring forth whatever it is that you're doing. Because if it didn't, how could you bring anything into existence if that law wasn't there?
That's a very good point. I think you really hit on something profound. Very, very profound. That our thoughts are bringing literally everything that physically exists had to start with thoughts, right?
Well, right. So let's say you thought something really intensely, and you're putting your thoughts into effort, you know, all your effort, and it did not manifest anything, right? Mm-hmm. Well, that our universe couldn't sustain itself with that. It just, as a law, it has to.
Yeah, it might take longer, maybe.
Right.
Possibly.
But it seems to me that if you want to have a structured, orderly, material universe, there has to be a law saying that, hey, if you do this, then this will happen. You know what I mean? If it doesn't, if it's just arbitrary, well, then you're going to have a chaos. So it's just structure. It's just common sense structure.
Yeah, yeah. This is from page 224. Not that I want to change off this page. This page is, man, I want to stay on this page. But ideas are incompletely developed factors which must first be thoroughly contemplated and worked through in order to recognize and correspondingly handle the values and the unvalues. So we have also unvalues. There's also a devolutive Einstellung, a devolutive attitude. And I can feel me, I can feel myself sometimes start to get a devolutive attitude. Like, I just kind of become pessimistic. Mm-hmm. Like, ah, I don't want to do that, or I don't think I can do that, or it's like, or I feel like I'm, like I lose my sense of ability to look at things in an optimistic way every once in a while.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
So I just, you know, it's so important. I mean, it's hard to believe that even after so much time in this book, even these little, you know, things like this, it's very easy to fall back into your old thought patterns, you know?
Certainly.
Which I, you know, I wish I didn't, but I still do at times fall into these. Here's my little thing. This is in contrast to entangled ideas confuse the thoughts and abruptly go from one extreme to another, whereby a misdirection of the thoughts arises which triggers emotions and can even lead to manslaughter and murder. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, we've heard that particular line a million times, but I still think I need it here all the time. Still.
Yeah, oh yeah.
All right, back to page 148. I'll pick back up here. I'm going slow, folks. Bear with me.
We should be on the last paragraph there, I think.
Are we on the last paragraph already?
I thought we were, but I could be wrong.
I'll read the last paragraph. Anxious thoughts have a demoralizing effect. I have felt this demoralizing effect. And indeed, on the feelings and the psyche, as well as on morale, I've been there recently, mood, disposition, and one's entire personality. Mm. It's so interesting. It's so very, very interesting. And like, you can go into one area of your life. Like our playing last night, which was so great. I was so thrilled. It was just so wonderful. And then you can go into another area of life and then become disoriented and bewildered. You know, even though the night before you just were, you know, in the best of moods, so to speak. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Well, I think you were just talking earlier about all this information and how it's negatively affecting you, or maybe giving you some anxious thoughts, right?
Sure.
What's our next sentence say? However, one's physical body, as well as the circumstances of life and the environment, are also affected. Your physical body.
Yeah.
From anxious thoughts.
Yeah, so maybe like you said, that time for rest is so critical. Mm-hmm. Because you give up the anxious thoughts if you're really resting, right? Now, if you can't, if you're having trouble letting go of the anxious thoughts, then, you know, then you need to work on that issue, right?
Yep.
But I think what happens, one thing I've seen happen lately is that I don't want to take the time for rest. Mm-hmm. And that has its own bad side effect as well. That is almost like feeling anxiety, even if you don't really feel the anxiety. Because you don't go into that restful state. In other words, your body cannot be at going 100% all the time.
Yep.
Or you wear yourself out. You weaken your immune system. So let me continue here. It says, with time, impure, wrong thoughts of every kind also shake the entire nervous system. And indeed, also, when the thoughts are not given expression physically. Well, that's an interesting thought. If one's thoughts are strong, pure, neutral, positive, equalized, healthy and happy, as well as free and loving form, then vitality and resistance against everything negative and destructive are built up by means of their might, protected thereby is also the body. Now here, I remember reading this exact wording that Billy has. Protected thereby is also the body, which as a gentle and plastic instrument immediately reacts to the kinds of thoughts which the human being tends and nurtures. Mm. Immediately your body reacts to that. You know, and for some reason, I believe the elite are trying for one reason or another to destroy the ability of the normal human being to evolve. So more... It's not just that the attack of this weaponized vaccine is meant not just to kill the physical body, but it's also affecting our genetics. Maybe not affecting the genetics directly. You know, it's an mRNA vaccine, they call it. And it's affecting our genetics indirectly, and I think it's meant to interrupt our ability to continue to evolve.
Well, think of it like this, too. Let's say, like for me, I have to wear a mask at work, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I allow that to get under my skin and totally tick me off, what's happening? My thinking is not being controlled.
Sure.
So I'm going to suffer the consequences negatively because of that.
Which could be physical.
Or, right.
Which could make you sick, literally.
Right. So I have to guide my thoughts like a captain steers a ship. I have to choose my thoughts wisely. Even if I don't like it, there's certain things in life that you have to endure. You have to get through these things.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. I had to really, I think what got me into the whole Meyer thing, and sometimes I fade out of it a little bit, but I think what got me into the whole Meyer thing is really trying to have higher thoughts, to see the bigger picture, to really understand, you know, the universe and the intelligence behind everything. So
it's the meaning of life.
Yeah. It's but what happens again, and we'll get back to the whole busy thing again. When you're super busy, you don't have those kind of thoughts. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You're not thinking about, you know, things like love is the highest principle in all creation, and through it everything exists in absolute logic. You don't have time for thoughts like that. You know? That's all that metaphysical wahoo. Mm-hmm. People don't have time for that, you know? And I think we all get that way. But I had been so much into the Meyer material that I hadn't fell into that kind of thinking for a long time. But I think that was a blessing for me to finally break through, because I think we all can evolve if we continue that quest and desire for understanding and for higher thoughts.
Yeah.
But I think the elite, they want to kill that. They want to kill that urge in humanity to have higher thoughts, to evolve, to improve themselves, because it doesn't serve their interests. The elite just want to have money and power and control. And I think there's really a war on humanity right now. Yeah, I think they want to, I believe the elite want to kill off humanity completely if they can. And they want to usher in this, what would you call it? You would call it the silicon. It's not they don't want a carbon-based life form anymore. They want maybe a silicon-based life form. You know, the rise of the machines or whatever, mm-hmm. the robotic people. I think genetics. It's the genetic attack on the human race. So that's what's really going on here. And that's why the supposed vaccine, it's an mRNA vaccine. So it's indirectly attacking our genetics. So we're under big, big... we've never had anything like this before. It's very, very interesting. Also, the way this kind of ties in a little bit to the book of Revelation, which, you know, if I bring that up, then a lot of people in the Meyer world would instantly scratch their fingernails down the chalkboard if I said that. But I don't know. I just have an open mind. I don't mind talking about, you know, otherworldly views and other points of view. I get a lot of pressure from being too open-minded sometimes. But I don't mind talking about things like that. But, I mean, you've heard of the mark of the beast before, right? Where you can't buy or sell unless you get this mark.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it sounds a lot like it could also apply to a vaccine, that you can't buy or sell unless you get a vaccine. So who can believe what's happened in this country? You remember when we used to just look at contact report 215 and think, how could that ever happen?
Yeah.
But it's here. It's here and it's now, you know. I'll see if I can pull that up quickly.
Yep.
Contact it. I think that might get it. And the other thing I struggle with anymore is the highest level of thinking that I've come across is the Meyer information.
Yep.
So no matter what other guest I get, no matter how entertaining or knowledgeable, they're not going to be any higher. They're not even going to be as high as the Meyer information like we just read, or that we're going to read in 215.
You have to give credit where credit's due.
You do. So that in itself has taken some of the motivation out of things for me, because it's all, you know, it really puts a sense of responsibility on your shoulders. Because, you know, you can go out and get this other quote unquote great guest, but it's not going to be any more interesting or more important than the Meyer material. So anyway, let me read it. I got it up. Do you have contact report 215 up? You probably don't, do you?
No, I don't.
Okay, let me pull this up. It says, Civil Wars and Anarchy in America. Well, I think we now know without a shadow of a doubt, unless something changes in a big way, this is where we're going. If you had asked me 10 years ago, I would have said, I don't know how this is going to happen. But here we are. Yet the misery on earth will continue. Now, this is the other thing I want to bring up. This kind of crazy stuff is going on all over, including Switzerland. And one of the things that Switzerland did recently is they put an end to their own version of the COVID-19 vaccine.
Really?
Yep, they shut it down. I don't know if it was the one from Merck or what company it was. I have to go back on the appropriate Alex Jones show to maybe I'll have to do that. That would be a good thing. People probably be interested in that. But let me continue here. It says, yet the misery on earth will continue as two terrible civil wars will break out in America, whereby one will follow the other. Did you know that Switzerland was in some ways involved in World War II, even though they were neutral? I saw this on a documentary. The United States, every once in a while, would accidentally bomb Switzerland. And which, of course, would piss Switzerland off pretty bad. And they would send their fighter planes up and sometimes shoot our bombers down during World War II. And I don't know if it was just pure military stupidity that we were bombing their buildings or if we were doing it on purpose. I don't know which it was. But the other thing that would happen is the same kind of thing sometimes was going on with Germany. And the Swiss would go up and fight against the Germans sometimes. So depending on what they had done, you know. So what Switzerland was doing was they were guarding their own, you know, air.
Sovereignty.
Their own air. You know, they were not allowing our bombers to come over their, you know, their own air space. And they did the same with the Germans. They said, you guys can't overfly our country. So, and that's why we would get in these interesting. I thought that was very interesting. I always wondered about that in World War II because one of the things that Billy would talk about is the Swiss fighter planes sometimes going up after the American bombers. I always wondered about that. But anyway, let me get back to our Civil War here. It says, yet the misery on earth will continue as two terrible civil wars will break out in America, whereby one will follow the other. Afterwards, the United States of America will break apart, and deadly hostility will prevail among her, which then leads to the division into five different territories. And it cannot be prevented that the sectarian fanatics will play a dictatorial role. Well, you know, as I've read this over and over again, I wonder if some good will come out of this. Mm-hmm. Because usually Billy says, you know, for every negative, there's a positive.
Yep.
And so I wonder if, you know, this sounds really horrible, maybe though we will experience some good out of this. Because they think there are certain parts of the country now that are so far gone that I think they're just a negative influence at this point. We'll see. anarchy will be the worldwide condition that will prevail and torment human beings over a long period of time, as human beings will also be tormented by many epidemics and diseases, many of them now new and unknown to human beings, and for this reason incurable. Due to this fact, the bodies of many human beings will slowly and miserably decay, while unbearable pain will also occur, as well as blindness, terrible respiratory problems that lead to suffocation. The consciousness of many human beings will be impaired and succumb to feeble-mindedness and insanity. And all these gruesome occurrences will be traceable to biological and chemical weapons. Well, I guess we're in the biological stage of this. Now, not encouraging stuff we're reading here, I must agree. Which are the cause of not fast, but gruesome and slow deaths. And this will also occur due to the use of ray and frequency weapons, which are already being developed today. Finally, the words of Henoch may be specifically mentioned, which include that mankind of Earth, in pursuit of technology for mass destruction and greed for power, hatred, vengeance, and riches, will ignore all values of creation and will trample upon all values of love, wisdom, freedom, and peace, as ancestors of Henoch lineage have done before, to plunge the world into screaming misery, death and destruction and annihilation, and into the most severe catastrophes mankind will have ever experienced. Not warm and fuzzy. This is very, very intense stuff that's on our plate that we're going to have to deal with. I'm still hoping that maybe shows like this, certainly not just this show, but maybe shows like this will help elevate people's consciousness. That's the other thing that I think we have to make sure we continue to do what we can do. You know what I mean? Sometimes when I'm overwhelmed by how much I have to do, even though it's not enough, I just continue to do what I can do.
Right.
If that makes any sense to you.
We're here for a reason.
Yeah, exactly.
At this particular time, you may not want to be, but you're here for a reason. So we have a lot to learn, a lot to do.
Yeah. Yeah, even if we don't think we can ultimately get to our goal anytime soon.
Sometime. It's all for your own development. Yeah. I mean, really, not to be selfish, but
look at it
that way. It's for everything. It's for you. Sometimes in life, you learn the most from the hardest situations.
Very true. We'll be back in 5 minutes, folks.
This is Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. I pulled some strings and gotten you front row seats to my new show, The Perfect Triangle. Live Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Revolution Radio Studio A. The Perfect Triangle is equilateral, three sides of the same length. In an angry, bipolar world, three perfect sides reveal many truths.
Body, mind, and spirit.
Thought, word, and deed.
Conspiracy, propaganda, and truth.
Natural health, allopathic tyranny, and your body.
Freedom, globalism, and sovereign nations.
And so much more. Each week, the Perfect Triangle will blast through fake news lies, champion the natural way and natural law, Unravel the Orwellian deceptions of our corrupt government. Reveal the satanic evil of globalist banks and transnational corporations. Tune in every Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, to Revolution Radio, Studio A, for thoughtful discussions with free thinkers. Your calls are...